Hey family, it is your sister Dre Love, and I want to talk to you about doing energy work and the repercussions of what that might look like in your life. Pretty, not pretty. Probably not pretty. Whew, moving energy is a whole thing. And I believe that we think that once we are, like, getting rid of things, that it's supposed to be nice, but the movement of energy is nasty, to be quite honest. And I'm going to talk to you about it in a couple different variations. In real life, in the quantum field, and then in our emotional field. And I'm pretty raw from this right now, so I was feeling very moved to just to talk about this subject right now from a personal space. So I'm going to talk to you about when we do energy work in our real world and what that can look like. And sometimes what happens is when we're trying to fix things, or what we may see is not necessarily aligned for us, and we're doing work around, let's just say for me personally, doing a cord cutting, doing affirmations, and doing physical work around releasing those things, the realization, the mindset, and seeing that things need to be changed. And once you realize that, you know, you're kind of out of that space. And so, okay, so there's this guy. His name is Daryl Anka, and he channels this being. It's an alien being named Bashar. I know this is way out there. And they were talking about, when do you move from knowing you're in something to out of something? I was watching this week. And and they were saying that you basically cannot say that you see something unless you're outside of it. So you can't see the forest unless you're out of the forest, or unless you're out of the trees, if that makes sense. So, you know, people are like, I want to move this energy. I don't want to be here. How do I know that I'm out of this? And it's like, well, once you realize and you see it and you make awareness around it, then you're, I don't want to say out of it, but you're aware of potentially being out of it. And that's what he was confirming in my mindset, that we can actually see it, I guess, at this point. So we make the options, or we have the options to make different choices around these things. So as I was saying, moving through this in the physical world, and then realization for me, having conversations with people around things that I may be seeing, and maybe even things that they're seeing that may be incongruent with me, or maybe incongruent with them, and what that means for us, and how do we come to that alignment with ourselves? Not a right or wrong, just we are where we are. So and I'm going to talk to you about the quantum field and about moving energy and the quantum field. So I do a lot of work with people in the quantum field, and I always tell people I can't guarantee what's going to happen, because we've been dealing with these issues, karmic things, for eons, for our entire soul lifetime. And so as we're going in and questioning our energetic field and looking into what may be incongruent, we're doing work that has not ever probably been addressed before, which is honestly quite jarring. Honestly, for me to be a practitioner of doing that work and seeing it, not just seeing it with people, but seeing it in my life, it's jarring. And I'm still dealing with so many people on many levels of how we're unraveling the energetic story of what we thought we knew, and the undoing so we can redo. And many times that's not comfortable. So that's one thing I always tell people, is that as we're dealing with the quantum field and doing energy work, Oh, a lot of stuff's going to come up. I may not know what a lot of it is, but it will come up, out, bubble up, and probably be, potentially be uncomfortable to release. So I'm saying that personally right now as I'm releasing some things. So, and also dealing with family. Let's talk about being able to love people where they're at and let people be where they're at, because we're not here to change anyone. Like, everybody gets to be in their story. Our moms, our dads, our sisters, our brothers, our kids. We all get to be in our stories. And we're not here to change that for one another. We are here to create awareness and create alignment and create happiness and joy and create presence. But we're not here to change other people's stories. And it doesn't matter if you're my kid or you're my parent or you're my sister or you're my brother or you're my acquaintance or you're my client. We're not here to change people's stories. People get to choose to change their stories should they desire that. We're going to rub each other the wrong way sometimes. Probably not purposely most of the time. As I said, that I'm working through these stories with love. Through my own, first of all, and alignment. So, gosh, this feels like it might even be a short one. Shorter than normal. But I wanted to create some awareness and some realistic expectations around energy work, because I think that we believe that when we're doing energy work, it's going to be cute and fun and everything's going to be fine, and we do it once and it's done. But that's crap. We have a lot to release. We have a lot to process, and we have a lot we're moving through, and that is not stagnant. It is moving. It's the past. It's our family's past. It's what we're processing through, and we have to be patient with that, and we have to process that with love for ourselves and the people that we're working with and the people that we love. So that's where I am today. That's where my heart is. I'm processing these things with love, and I'm processing them heavily, and I'm releasing. Well, I hate the word release. I can't stand that word release, because to lease something is to do something over again. And that means I'm going to do it again. So to let go of things that no longer serve me and to disentangle myself from old stories and allow myself graduation to the next level, whatever that may be for me, because only I can be in my next right story, just as my family can only be in their next right story, just as my acquaintances and my clients can only be in their next right story. I cannot tell people what their next right story is. So you determine what that works or what that looks like for you. We're here to support and love one another through these stories and hopefully be honest and patient and kind and loving through these things. It's not easy. We're all coping and dealing in our own ways. And I just hope and pray and would hope that we can witness us to be that for one another. I'm going to head on out, and I am here. Like I said, it's going to be a short one today. And I just wanted to share that I think that we need to have some realistic expectations around energy work and the release of, listen to me. I'm just tripping up on that myself, because English language is terrible. The let go of what we no longer know does not serve us any longer. So I am processing as you are all, and I'm here for it. So if you are interested in processing through these things, I'm here for you, family. And with love. It's your sister, Drea Love. Thanks for listening to me on this Perspectives podcast with your girl, Drea Love. I love that you're hanging out with me. If this brought you any healing or helped you in any way at all, I would just ask that you please share. Just send this to one person that you know this would help get through something. And of course, rate, review, and subscribe.